All right, my lovely bakers, welcome back to Beginner's Bakes. Today, we're indulging in all things chocolate, with a chocolate fudge cake and a chocolate mousse. Perfect for those chocoholic celebrations, or just sneaky mid-afternoon treats. Chocolate baking is magical. I once made a fudge cake and forgot to grease the tin. It stuck. Sliced terribly, but taste pure bliss. And as for the mousse, smooth as silk and twice as tasty, slips down a treat. So, for chocolate fudge cake, here's what we need. 200 grams or 7 ounces of unsalted butter. 200 grams or 7 ounces of dark chocolate chopped. 200 grams or 7 ounces of caster sugar. 4 eggs. 100 grams or 3.5 ounces of plain flour. And a teaspoon of vanilla extract. So here's what we do. Preheat the oven, 180 fan, 200 electric, and gas mark 6. Grease and line a 20 centimetre or 8 inch cake tin. Then melt the butter and chocolate together gently. Stir until smooth. Beat the eggs and sugar until fluffy. And fold in the chocolate mixture. Then fold in the flour and the vanilla. Pour into the cake tin and then bake for 25 to 30 minutes until set but slightly fudgy in the centre. Test it with a skewer. Should come out moist but clean but slightly gooey. And on to Baker's Corner. If your cake cracks slightly, call it volcanic charm. And yes, taste in a small corner from warm is compulsory. Quality control, of course. I once served this cake to friends, and one said, it's like chocolate heaven in a slice. Even if it looked a bit messy, the taste won them over every time. Chocolate is forgiving in that way. So, a quick shout out to Julie from Brighton. She's had her first chocolate fudge cake tasted incredible. And now, on to our second recipe, chocolate mousse. Here's what we need. 200 grams or 7 ounces of dark chocolate. 3 large eggs, separated. 50 grams, or 1.7 ounces of caster sugar. 300 ml, or 10.5 fluid ounces of double cream. And 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract. And here's what we do. We chop the chocolate up into a bowl and then put it over a bain-marie. Now, a bain-marie is just a saucepan with water in it. So then melt the chocolate over that until it's all melted nice and smooth and then let it cool slightly. Then get your egg whites and whisk them to soft peaks by gradually adding the sugar and then until they become glossy. Then whip up your cream to soft peaks. Fold in the cool chocolate and then gently fold in the egg whites. And then spoon into small glasses. Chill in the fridge for 2 to 3 hours. You can decorate. All sorts going well with a chocolate mousse. You can grate chocolate over it, put berries on it. But a warning. Tasting while chilling is practically mandatory. And our second baker's corner. If the moose separates slightly, call it rustic charm. And yes, a little nibble from the side of the bowl counts as quality control, of course. And there we have it. Chocolate heaven in two glorious forms. Chocolate fudge cake for chocolate indulgence. And chocolate mousse for that light, creamy delight. So all the recipes will be on the website. www.big-g-bakes.co.uk. And if your mousse collapses or your cake's extra gooey, send me a picture anyway. Laughter is part of the recipe. You can email me at jim.boxall@big-g-bakes.co.uk. And all right, bakers, there we have it. Next time, we're going to be tackling yeast. Not as scary as it sounds. With beginner bread rolls and showing off your baking skills with cheap friendly croissants. So until next time, keep it funky, keep it sweet, and keep it fun. Thanks for listening.